B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Got the proper theme music here. We got our hero music, Avengers music, because we're about to call this dude Harold. He's the guy who got dash cam footage and who helped out, too, with that crazy car fire that happened in Andover yesterday. So let's give him a call.
Harold?
Is this Harold?
Yes.
Hey, man, what's up? It's Ramiro and Melissa from the Get Up Crew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're a hero, my friend.
What's up, Avenger?
No, Greg's the real hero in that one.
Well, okay. That's okay. You helped.
Okay, you got to run us through this. So you come across, you see a car fire, you pull over, you're seeing Greg go in there to help the person who's in the car, right?
Yeah, basically, I mean, I seen him run across the highway, you know, because that's what made me look that direction.
Yep.
Because I probably would have went right by it because it was tucked in back in the woods right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And luckily, you had your dash cam pointed right at the situation, which was perfect. Now, you got out of your car to help too, right?
Yes. So I ran up, you know, he had already had the driver out near the passenger because the passenger was able to crawl out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But the driver, he was messed up pretty bad on the whole left side. So I ran up to ask if he needed help or if anybody else was in the car, but he just told me, call 911. So okay. I ran back to get my phone. And it took a little bit to get a hold of 911, but someone had already previously called in.
Yeah.
But there was a state police about a half mile up for a speed trap. So we both knew that.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. He said he was looking for another one up ahead when he noticed the car.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when he showed up, it was only just smoldering when he pulled over.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he ran all the way back because this car was way up.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he got and he had to jet across the road, it had already caught fire.
Jesus. So,
were you guys, I mean, you had to, you and Greg, the ones that helped, Greg helped the man out of the car, but were you guys afraid for your lives? Like, the first thing I always think when I see a car on fire is it's going to explode any second.
Absolutely.
Were you, like, afraid for your life at all at any time?
No, not really. I mean, it's a small vehicle, and yes, you're going to have explosions and stuff like that. Usually, it's not going to be like a movie theater, you know?
Right.
Or a movie where it's going to be huge explosions, but you'll get small ones. A lot of times it's just the tires blowing out.
Wait, hold on.
He sounds like he's an expert
I know.
At
do
this.
You, how many car explosions have you witnessed or been a part of?
I've seen quite a few, but...
What?
Wait, what?
What are you... are you in the military? Like, how?
I'm retired Navy.
Oh,
get out of here.
All right. Well, that explains why he's a damn hero.
So you are in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, again, Greg, he got there at the right time. I'm glad he actually seen it again because I might not have seen it. I was getting ready to shift over back in the middle lane and keep going to work.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I seen someone running across the highway. It's like, what is this guy doing?
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So I started slowing down because I was trying to see what was going on the left side.
So
and I just caught it.
So Harold, you're former military. Do you get like a rush of adrenaline when a situation like that happens? Like you want to rush in to help?
Oh,
because,
hell yeah.
See,
I mean, I had a whole adrenaline high the whole day.
Yeah.
My day flew by because, you know, like, you know, it wasn't until I got the dash cam footage I pulled off around lunch and I see, you know, all what Greg did, you know, and I just had to get him recognition for, you know, how above and beyond he went.
Yeah.
Now, do we know...
And the compassion he showed, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that would have done what Greg did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do we know how the victims are doing right now? Are they in the hospital? Are they going to recover?
My understanding is that, you know, the one guy, the driver, had surgery yesterday on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
He had broken bones, you know. I could see his leg was broken.
Oh, It's too bad.
I couldn't help him, you know, on the one side, because when I went up and it was this evaluating, you know, trying to help him drag the guy, it's like I couldn't grab on into anything right there because everything was broken on his left side.
Oh, man. Well, listen, thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you've done in your life. Jocko Willink, David Goggins, Marcus Luttrell.
Thank you for your service.
This dude's like a legit hero. I've always wondered if in a situation like that, how I would react. I don't want it to happen because in case I don't react, I don't want someone to pass away. So maybe we could have someone do a simulation of a car fire just to see what I would do.
Nah, let's not. Let's hold off on that.
Harold, have a great day, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harold, so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.